Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here's the podcast. We're so close.
Well, I mean, technically, you could have said, here's the movies premiering this week, because there is a movie premiering this week.
Which one is it? Actually, I looked. I thought there was one, but...
Well, it's...
Oh,
it's,
I think I know what it is.
It's premiering on Disney Plus.
Yeah, okay.
It's one that I've been looking forward to that got delayed, and then it got delayed again because of the virus, and I'm ready to see it. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Alan?
I don't. I actually don't.
Artemis Fowl.
Oh.
So it is going to be premiering. Well, I mean, technically, I thought they said June 11th, which is tomorrow for us as we're recording this, but it's saying June 12th right now.
Mm.
So I don't know. Basically, it's based off of a book series. That, you know, I know I've talked about it before, like when the trailer dropped and everything, but, you know, it's based off of a book series that I read when I was younger, and it's directed by Kenneth Branagh. So if you ever watched Thor, you know his directing style. But I don't know, I'm pretty excited for it, not gonna lie.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of directors, help me settle an argument that I had with somebody earlier this week.
Okay.
Who directed Empire Strikes Back?
Was not Lucas, no.
Right. Irvin Kershner.
Yeah.
I went back and forth with somebody on social media for a good, like, 20 minutes who insisted that George Lucas directed Empire Strikes Back. I'm like, no, he didn't.
No. He did not.
I was like, it's Irvin Kershner, and he also directed RoboCop 2. That's besides the point.
did you direct them to the IMDb page where it literally has Irvin Kershner as the director?
I didn't like link it or anything, but I was like, dude, it was Irvin Kershner. And he's like, oh, well, only an idiot would think that. Everyone knows this. I'm like, dude, just go to Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb or something. Just do it.
I feel like you were being trolled a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean a lot of it.
No, I don't. I know how to troll. I don't think, I mean, maybe I was, but damn. What a chooch.
Very nice.
Nonetheless, we all know the right answer.
Yep. So, yeah, so I mean, Artemis Fowl is coming out. I haven't seen any reviews or anything for it. I'm trying to go in as blind as possible other than seeing, you know, the first trailer. But, I mean, it's got Colin Farrell in it as the dad. You know, it's got Josh Gad in it as one of the kind of side characters, I guess you would say. It's got Dame Judi Dench in it as a, you know, pretty major character. So I'm hoping it's good. I'm really hoping. But they took it from the theaters and decided to move it just to Disney Plus. So that kind of has me a little worried.
It just goes to show that they had no faith in it.
Yeah, especially since they had delayed it from, man, what was it? I think it was like August of last year or something. And then they delayed it to like February or March of this year, I think. And then everything happened and then they just decided Disney Plus.
Wow. Well, hopefully it's good.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically all the movies that I know of that are premiering this week. before we go into anything else, let's hop into some movie news, shall we?
We shall.
Ooh, sounds good.
Well, should we start locally? Movie theaters are okayed to open starting today in
yes,
Minnesota.
Yes, they are.
Yes, sir.
Travis, do you know any that are opening as of today? Because I checked a bunch of them, and I don't think any of them are opening right away.
I don't think so. As of right now, I'm not too sure. I know mine is opening on the 26th, but if they're opening today, I'm not sure. It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. Well, I've been waiting long enough.
I do know that...
Well, I think we all have.
I do know that another movie chain is hoping to open on the 19th.
Of June or July?
Okay. Of June.
Is it AMC?
No.
Is it Imagine?
It might be.
Okay.
I have some possible insider information, but
that's
cheating.
I was actually gonna text you earlier and like text you to text your source and be like, hey, ask him when it's opening. Sorry, Travis.
It's okay. No problem.
Yeah, no.
Imagine just has better popcorn.
Oh, I don't think so.
All right, put out a Facebook poll this week.
for everybody that's been to, or I guess just, I mean, we could do that. So, I mean, if you check us out on facebook.com/moviesareathing, we might have it linked over to Twitter as well, but twitter.com/moviesareathing, or twitter.com, we're at moviesareathing, same with Instagram, at moviesareathing, no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. Go and check us out there. We should have a poll up. Which movie theater chain has the best popcorn? Otherwise, you know, if we don't have one listed that you think has the best popcorn, you can always put it down in the comments underneath the poll. Is that kind of what we're thinking?
Yeah.
That yeah. sounds good.
But if anyone puts yeah. Regal, they're going to get blocked.
very nice. Very nice. So that's, you know, some good news kind of coming out there.
John, I've noticed you haven't been dinking your dangle, your soundboard.
What do you mean?
Does it work still?
Oh, yeah. No, it does. It does. I just
wow.
You know, it's kind of like.
I just noticed. Know. I was like, we haven't used it.
You right.
All right. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. Back no, I was gonna put some stuff on there again, but I just ran out of time and wasn't thinking about it. So,
all right.
So other movie news, though.
Okay. Well, we had a Bill and Ted trailer.
We did.
Finally. Yes,
We did. That's actually what I was going to put on my soundboard was, you know, to be like, you know why they released it yesterday, right?
69, dudes.
Dude.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, yeah, they basically on the way to work in the morning, you know, I was listening to the radio and they're like, yeah, I know it's Bill and Ted Day because it's 69, dudes. But 69, dudes. There you go. There you go. Exactly. But
now I got to get my girlfriend to watch all the Bill and Ted movies before we go see it.
All two of them?
Yeah, but the only movies I've ever gotten her to watch, like, all the way through, like every single one of them in order, was the Marvel movies.
Mm.
So, at least I think.
Okay.
So she listens to this, and there's another one, and I'm wrong. She might get mad, but the ones I know of is the Marvel movies. That's the only ones we've ever been, like, all of them.
right.
All the way through. But, no, I am stoked. And I'm just going to rewatch them just to get fresh. Is it still August? Do we know that?
As far as I know.
I think it's like August 21st or maybe sooner. I'm not sure.
But in the after the trailer, it only said 2020.
Yeah. And right now, still on IMDb, it is still listed as the 21st of August.
Mm.
Okay.
Of 2020. but yeah, no, like, I don't know. It's just with the trailer, right? I mean, I could definitely... Alex Winter, I mean... You only really know him through Bill and Ted, right?
Right.
And so that's what you see him as. Whereas Keanu Reeves now, especially with like the long hair that's mostly straight instead of, you know, a lot like wavier than it was, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. it just looks like, mm-hmm. you know, John Wick shaved. So.
Yeah. I found that part to be a little awkward, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Alex Winter is actually from London?
I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Huh. That is, yeah, I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah. Thank and you I mean, for I'm a little I'm,
tidbit.
I'm assuming you knew that Keanu Reeves was from Lebanon.
Yes.
Okay. Most, mm-hmm. I think I talked about that on the podcast several times. I do like that they got William Sadler back as Death.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Which is going to be great. Here's another question. Do you think they should release another trailer or just leave it at that? Like, that's the only thing they release until the movie comes out.
I would like to not see any more trailers, but so, you know that they're going to.
Because my thing is, like, for us, like, old men now, who grew up with these movies, or my brother, who's 10 years older than me, who really grew up with these movies,
mm-hmm.
well, more developed when they came out, we'll say. We can see that and just be like, we're good. We don't want to see anymore. We know what's going to happen. But, like, people who don't really know too much about Bill and Ted,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they're going to want more. Even if they watch, like, the first two. I don't know why. I feel like if you just watch the first two, like, right beforehand, you're not going to enjoy it as much. Like, I feel as though our generation, like, people our age who grew up watching it, is going to appreciate mm-hmm. it far more than just somebody walking in and be like, Bill and Ted, what is this?
Right, right.
Why isn't Keanu not shooting anybody? What the F is going on?
Nice self-censor. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. It'll be a little bit less work for me.
You're welcome. I got you, man. I got you.
Yeah.
The only thing you wrote on your report was that Caesar was a salad dressing dude.
And Socrates.
Mm-hmm.
Socrates.
Alrighty.
When did the Mongols rule China? I don't know. I only work here.
Very nice. So... so we had the before we had the trailer, we actually had the poster drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what did you guys think of the poster?
I mean, again, if you know Bill and Ted, mm-hmm. you know, like, because the thing is, like, I don't know, do you guys prefer Excellent Adventure or do you prefer Bogus Journey?
Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with that one too.
Because in Bogus Journey, we got to remember they didn't have the phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now they're really taking it back. So again, if you're a fan of the original, then it's like, oh crap, like, the phone booth is back. And
well, I think from the trailer, I was kind of, you know, watching the trailer or whatever, I think the phone booth is only back temporarily, because as they're going, you know, time traveling some more, they're in a completely mm-hmm. different thing. They're not mm-hmm. in the phone booth. Like, I wonder I'm wondering if the phone booth brings them to the future where they get their quest, I guess you would say.
From their jacked cells.
Yeah. And then they get another time machine to travel back and, you know, do whatever.
Maybe. I mean, at this part, all we can do is, at this point, excuse me, all we can do is speculate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but you heard it here first, folks.
Joan of Arc, Noah's wife?
Oh, that's too good.
That's one of the best. That's like, see, like, stuff like that, when you grow up and watch these movies, you catch on to so much more of the subtleties that are hilarious about that movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially how dumb they were.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Alrighty. Well, I guess just to kind of keep things moving along here, do you guys got any other movie news that you would like to throw out there?
I mean, dude. Gone with the Wind was temporarily pulled off HBO Max.
Yep, it was. But that's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize, because you know how the news media works. It's, you know, grab the headline. A lot of people think it was taken off there forever. But what they're doing is they're going to pull it off temporarily. And then, you know how for, like, some, I think it's Looney Tunes cartoons or something from back
just,
in the day.
Well, they just add, Warner, like, Brother cartoons in general.
Yeah, they add, like, that context at the beginning, you know, that kind of advises you, like, hey, it's a product of its time. And just so you know, kind of like an advisory.
Yeah.
Beforehand. So they're going to do something like that with Gone with the Wind, because obviously it was, what, 1939?
Something along those lines.
Different time. But yeah, essentially they're taking it off temporarily, and then they're going to add that essentially advisory at the beginning of it before you watch it now. But because it was pulled off HBO Max, it's like number one now on, I think, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then was there another format, Travis? Do you know that it was number one? Like, all of a sudden the sales and the downloads of it, like, shot up.
I believe what I read was just on Amazon.
Yeah.
And like, and then like it like even sold out, I heard, which I don't know how that's possible when it's digital streaming, but whatever.
Well, it said the Blu-ray or the DVD copy of it was number 1, 7, and 9 on the sales charts, which I think it must be different versions. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, adjusted for inflation, it's the highest grossing movie ever made, so I'm not exactly surprised by it, but...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Kind of like what you were saying before. I mean, they fully said, hey, we're going to be putting it back on, but we just took it off so we can get this, you know, advisory, I guess, like you were saying, in front of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take just a little bit of time, but you know, it'll be back on there soon. But then, like you said, everybody just kind of freaked out, so they went out and bought it and sold it out and emptied store shelves, I guess you would say.
Yep. So, people, if you listen to this, rest assured, Hattie McDaniel, Clark Gable, Miss Leigh, they'll be back on HBO soon. I don't know when, but...
Who even has HBO?
I don't have HBO Max.
Do you? Yeah, I don't either.
Nope.
Okay. I got it literally for Game of Thrones, and then I got rid of it.
Yep. I think that's what a lot of people did. But
yeah, that's definitely what I did.
Very nice. Alrighty. You guys got anything else here?
I thought I did, but no, not... I mean, aside from... We got movie theaters opening up here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill and Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to talk about Tenet and Mulan when they're coming out. Like, just a little over a month. We can actually discuss a movie that's releasing, which we kind of did with Bill and Ted, but...
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not as in-depth as we usually go into, so...
No.
Oh, right, yeah.
But yeah, those are the... That's like the big three we have to look forward to. Well, Wonder Woman, I guess, is August, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Help me remember. Was James Bond pushed in November, right?
As of right now, they are still saying November. It was... I think it was always November. Like, they put it... The last couple have been like a May release, which James Bond has always been like a November release, but the last couple have been like May or something.
Yeah, and we had this. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for this one, they're like, you know what? We're going back to November. And so they are. No, you are right. They did push it back.
Because of Corona.
No.
I thought it was supposed to be in April, and then they pushed it back because of the Rona.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I thought it was, because we talked about this on one podcast.
No, you're right. You're right.
I think it was the podcast where like everything hit the fan at once, where we were like, oh, Tom Hanks and basketball is canceled, and they pushed back this and that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you are completely right.
Yeah, because then we said it was a conspiracy because James Bond always comes out in November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what kind of triggered that memory is... That we would have been talking about that. Okay, so yeah, no, absolutely.
You right.
So let's
bada
just
bing, bada boom. We're all Peter Pan, Count Chocula.
Yeah, here's my memory right here. Okay. Alrighty, so we got all that stuff coming in. Can't wait. Ready to go. Yes. Yes?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes.
All right. Well, I think if that's all of the movie news that we have.
Are we going to get into another beatdown?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about that time that we talk to you about our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're at facebook.com/moviesarething and Twitter and Instagram @moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. @moviesarething. Go ahead and check us out all over there. Like we were saying before, we're going to have a poll over on the Facebook, you know, the Facebook on the internets, to figure out what the best movie theater popcorn is. Whether it's, you know, something that's actually good or imagine. Nah, I kid. But yeah, go ahead and check us out all over there and drop on by, say hello, and it'll be fun. But
I just want to say that Imagine has the upper hand because they use real butter, but that's the only reason why it might be better.
Yeah. 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 Well, we'll let our viewers decide which one's the best one.
Sounds good to me.
Viewers, No, listeners. Listeners. We're going to let our listeners decide. Listeners. Yes. Alrighty. Well, in that case, I think it's time for... Alrighty. So... We've got the trivia going on today. I am hosting again. Yes. I've got a surprise for you guys. We have four categories today.
Oh my, okay.
My Lanta.
We have a personal favorite of mine, Film Plots Explained Badly. We have, I think, somebody's favorite at least, Shatnerd.
Yeah,
we have...
I like that one.
We have... I've heard that before, which is we will be playing some clips and you have to name the movie that it is from. And we also have... it's all music, so... It's all music, so yeah. Nothing too crazy there. And the last one that we have is... Your screenplay is called What? In which I will say the name of a screenplay, and you will tell me the name... of the movie that it became. So the original names of these movies, what they were supposed to be called before they were released to their actual names.
It's ironic because when you said I've heard that before and before you explained what it was, and I thought it was like clips from movies instead of music.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that, but then I was like, oh, that's just gonna be way too much work.
Well, I was about to play a clip.
Yeah.
I was gonna tell Travis because you know what Travis does on these, so I was just gonna let him know. Quietly, or there will be trouble.
I mean, we could always add another one here. Nah. But it won't be something like. it won't be anything like that. It'll be actual music, so. Alrighty. You guys ready to get into the trivia game that we have going on here today? It's gonna be pretty awesome and pretty fun. Let's do this.
Nah, we ready.
Sweet. Alrighty. I'm gonna go ahead and choose the first one. And the first one is going to be from your screenplay is called What?
Oh Christ.
And we have Scorn.
Scorn.
And I think we actually did talk about this.
There's only a few that I like. There's only like a few screenplays that, I mean, hopefully that you say them that I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John Wick.
It is.
Yes.
Very nice, Travis. Very nice. So the story behind this one, I do know the story behind this one.
You just Hail Mary that one or what?
I did. I Hail Mary'd it.
Basically. The movie was supposed to be called Scorn, and
I feel like I knew that.
When Keanu was going through and doing a bunch of like publicity and stuff for the movie, he kept on calling it John Wick. And so instead of, you know, trying to correct Keanu and do all of that, they used basically the free publicity that he gave them for that and changed the name of the movie to John Wick so that people would recognize it.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you get this question from... another radio show that you were listening to on your way to work or something? Because I think I heard this before.
I don't think so.
Okay. So I heard it sometime this week on the Half-Ass Morning Show, so I just wasn't sure. So I guess I Hail Mary'd it, but I've heard of this before. So I wanted to make sure that yeah.
Well, I think, so basically, you know, I actually have a document in my Googles that I have called Movie Trivia Ideas that has one thing in it from May 27th.
Okay.
And that is, what did I label it as? Unused movie names, Scorn, John Wick. And that is the only thing in the document. Alrighty, Travis, it is your board.
Movie Plots Explained Badly.
Fantastic. Alrighty, two people... who hate each other find over a catchphrase that is now and as an antiquated as the beginning of what we call the internet.
I it cut out. You said two people who hate each other, and then
it cut out for you.
I lost.
Is it Social Network?
Nope. I'm gonna say it one more time though. Two people who hate each other find common ground and fall in love over a catchphrase that now is as antiquated as the beginning of what we call the internet.
You've got mail?
It is You've Got Mail.
Oh my God. I Hail Married that one for sure. All right.
You like that one though? You like that?
I do. I like that one. You did your research. I like it.
I try. All right. I try. Alrighty, what's, all right, which one are we going to?
Shatnerd.
Shatnerd. Okay. Let's go ahead and do this. Spa. 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 What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No.
Animal House.
Oh.
That is correct.
Nice.
Okay. Let me just highlight this one here quick. We got that one right there. What gave it away? Was it the Germans bombing Pearl Harbor?
Just the beginning in general.
Very nice. Very
nice. Mr. Belushi?
The classic John Belushi as Bluto speech.
Over? Did you say over?
Nothing is over till we decide it is.
I'm a zit. Okay.
Get it?
Let's, I've heard that before.
Alrighty. We've got the very first one from I've Heard That Before.
Jumanji.
Nope.
Flash Gordon.
Yep.
It sounded like the drums from Jumanji at first.
Yeah. No, it was...
My work computer keeps going off. Sorry.
That was the theme song to Flash Gordon by... Do you guys know?
Queen.
Yeah. So, no points for that, Travis, unfortunately, but...
Oh, damn it. I'm just joking.
But yeah, no. Queen ended up doing the theme for Flash Gordon, which... Yep. I think it's pretty cool. All right, Alan, where are we going to?
Let's see. Is there a category we haven't done yet?
We have done one of every single category.
Let's go screenplay, because I'm kind of butt-chonched about that first one.
Your screenplay is called what?
Yeah, because I kind of knew it. I'd heard it before, but I didn't know. It's the same thing as Travis, but Travis just threw it out there.
Well, I know we had talked about it, you know, in the last couple of weeks. Maybe even, you know, right around May 27th or something like that. So, the next one is Spaceman from Pluto.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash?
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's
Martian?
Nope.
It was Back to the Future, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. That's one of the ones I knew. I was like, it was a really obscure, like, I knew Back to the Future had like a really weird, that was one of the ones. There's like three.
That was, I believe that was the name of the comic that the kid had when Marty first went back into the past.
Yeah. And then... And
the DeLorean looked like an alien spaceship, and then he came out dressed as an alien. Alrighty.
And if we went back to last week, you could have said... Well, one of them you could have said was Pop That Cherry for Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm. For number two.
Yeah. He was playing Duck Hunter.
Yep.
Let's go. Okay, so we got Shatner. We got I've Heard That Before, screenplay, and then film plots. Film plots. Yeah, let's go film plots.
Alrighty. A professional as cold as ice is overlooked for the impulsive daredevil of the group, a straight-up maverick, as they compete for the top dog position. After the daredevil's friend is killed, their security is threatened, and the professional. Yep, that is it. It is Top Gun.
I wanted to say Top Gun, but I was like, that's way too obvious.
I really didn't know how to explain it badly. So I was trying to go from the position of Val Kilmer rather than Tom Cruise.
Okay.
But
I like it.
Alrighty.
All right. Let's go Shatnerd.
Shatnerd. Alrighty. My sister Veronica and I had this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around
Chicago.
It is Chicago. Very nice. Very nice.
It's like the, I mean, that wasn't particularly a hard one, but like the really, I've gotten so used to John trying to layer them so much. That's why I like Top Gun. I was saying to myself during the last one, I was like, Top Gun. Sounds like Top Gun. No, that's too easy. It's not Top Gun. Then Travis is like, Top Gun. And you're like, yeah, it's Top Gun. I was like, Gun.
Just blurt them out. Alrighty. Where are we going to next, Alan?
I've heard that before. Pun intended.
Number two.
God.
What was that, Travis?
Story.
It is Never Ending Story.
Mm. Yes.
that one got a little bit louder than I was hoping for it to, so I'm going to turn those down for a little bit here.
Okay.
Alrighty, because I think the other ones are just about as loud as that one, so we're going to get that down just a little bit. Alrighty, Travis, you are in charge of the board here.
Screenplay.
Your screenplay is called what? The next one is The Lunch Bunch.
Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
It is Breakfast Club, yes. I saw that and I just had to laugh. I mean, it seemed pretty obvious, but yeah. Alrighty. Alan, you are back in control of the board. Where are we going to?
Shatner. As much as I hate that one.
Alrighty, Spock. What we have is They All Deserve to Die. Tell you why, Spock. Tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Spock.
Sweeney Todd.
Yep.
Dang, you guys are getting good at this.
You so happen to like you're saying a lot more. They're not as complex quotes.
Yeah, I mean, like, so I'm trying to find that balance of like, you know, not necessarily fully, like immediately you know what it is once you mm-hmm. start to hear it, but I don't want to go too obscure where it's like I have no
like,
idea.
Like, no,
what that's
I am
from.
Your father.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that's where that's kind of where I'm at, but
where are we going well, to? Where I'm at is I've heard that before.
Number three, I am expecting one of you guys to get this immediately.
Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Breakfast Club, yes sir.
Again, alrighty. Thank you, Breakfast Club, for the second one.
Nice. Alrighty, Alan. You are still in control of the board here.
We are going to go with Film Plots Explained Badly.
Alrighty. An entire diner looks on as one half of a couple apparently really enjoys their meal. When the waiter comes out to get their orders, one woman orders what she's having.
God. Yeah, no.
What was that?
When Harry Met Sally.
It is When Harry Met Sally. Yeah. With Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm. God.
Okay.
Which, fun fact, I'm sure a lot of people already know this, but the diner who's like, I'll have what she's having, is the director's mom. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's it was Rob Reiner's mom, apparently. So,
I like it.
Travis,
all right.
It is your board again.
I've heard this before.
I've heard that before. Number four. Again, I am expecting this to be pretty quick.
Risky
Business.
Travis, for actually finishing it off. Yes, it is Risky Business.
He said it, and then he didn't, and then I was going to say it, then I didn't.
Risky Business, yes.
You know what sucks is because when I hear that song, I don't actually think Risky Business. I just think Bob Seger, because I actually listen to Bob Seger like, on
right.
a regular basis.
Yeah. Right.
So I just think like Bob Seger playing live. I've never seen him play live. Let's be real. I'm not that old, but.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Where are we going to, Travis?
Let's go Shatnerd.
Shatnerd. Alrighty, Spock, we have cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells, and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings, Spock. These are a few of my favorite things.
Sound of Music.
Yes.
You can have that one because I've never seen it.
You've never seen Sound of Music? Really?
I've never, no.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't.
Wow.
I think we've asked this before, but you guys seen the turtle video, right?
The two turtles?
No, not that one. the Owen Wilson turtles.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Alrighty, Ellen, where are we going to?
I want some retribution on I've Heard That Before.
Alrighty, we have the last I've Heard That Before.
Oh, what the f- Oh my, okay.
Really, guys?
Play it again. Play it one more time. Oh my god.
Alrighty, we will play this one more time because
we've heard that before.
I've heard that before.
God.
It's not Princess Bride, is it?
No. Just listen very, very carefully.
Oh, it's Grease!
Nope.
Oh my god.
The
song is Xanadu, but like.
Yeah.
So what's the movie?
Chose the hardest one for last. I have no idea.
Oh my god.
This movie was the reason that the Razzies were born. And the actress that was singing was in the movie that you shouted out, Alan.
Twist of Fate?
Nope. And this actress was backed up throughout the entire movie by the Electric Light Orchestra. So if you've seen Guardians 2, you know who ELO are. They did Mr. Blue Sky right away in the beginning.
God. Good thing you picked this one last. Like, Jesus.
Right.
Can I give you guys a hint?
You already did.
Can I give you guys a major spoilery hint?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to think here.
Electronic
Light Orchestra. What? Razzie? What does that have to do with?
I have no freaking idea.
What does that have to do with?
Xanadu.
What's the name of the movie, guys?
It's not Pretty in Pink.
God.
It's way too upbeat.
Right?
A part of me wants to say Transformers the Animated Movie, but nope. I don't think that's right.
Nope.
Because that wouldn't be the Zant there. That wouldn't be the Razzies.
Right.
Can I just say something? Both of you have said the name of the movie, but you didn't say that it was the name of the movie, so I couldn't take it.
Xanadu?
The movie is called Xanadu. Yes. Yes, it is. With Olivia Newton-John and Electric Light Orchestra as
I was no idea. Nope.
As
never.
The group that did the music for the movie.
Christ.
But
no
basically,
idea.
So the story goes, John Wilson went to go see a double feature in 1980 of Can't Stop the Music and Xanadu at a 99-cent theater. After mm-hmm. there, he went and asked for his money back, and they said no. And so,
God.
On his way home, he was just thinking about all the bad movies he'd seen that year, and thus, the Razzies were born.
Okay, all right.
So, So, Alan, that was you, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. basically, the storyline of Xanadu is this artist guy wants to do his own art, but he has to, in order to make money to live, he has to work for this publisher, like music publisher, basically, making giant-sized prints of album covers for like publicity stuff, right? And so he was like putting his own spin on it and everything like that, and the boss got mad at him, whatever. And so he went to this old like dance hall that was called Xanadu, and Olivia Newton-John and a bunch of other women were painted on to the like a fresco, basically. After he leaves, they come alive, and she becomes his muse in order to become more artistic. And I can't remember his name right now. One second. Sorry, it's such a weird Gene Kelly. That's his name. Gene Kelly is in it as well. And basically him and this artist dude go in together to buy the dance hall, and the artist dude wants to make it like more rock and roll, and Gene Kelly wants to make it more like, you know, big band kind of dance hall. Olivia Newton-John, way back in the day, was the muse for Gene Kelly as well. And so now, you know, she's the muse for this artist dude. And and basically, there's this one scene where the big band and the hair band kind of mesh together on these moving stages. And it turns into, like, this one giant, like, dance hall thing. And that's Xanadu.
Holy fuck, I'm never going to watch that movie in my life.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's...
You can go ahead and bleep that all you want.
It's something. So...
I had, like, such a good amount of beer left, but then I powered through a lot of it when you were explaining that movie, because I was like, oh, my God.
Very nice. Very nice.
Now I'm sipping water out of my Captain America cup.
There you go. So, you guys will no longer hear that, because I've heard that before is now done.
Well, what we're going to do is, let's do film plots. That always seems to be the stumper. But Travis has gotten them pretty good today.
Yeah, he has. Alrighty.
Yeah, buddy.
A radio host manages to have a woman on the East Coast fall in love with a man on the West Coast because of a story started by the man's child.
What? That sounds so familiar.
Well, I was going to say Good Morning Vietnam when you said radio host, but then you kept going.
Nope.
I need a hint.
I feel like this might give it away, but it has the same main actors as You've Got Mail.
Is it Sleepless in Seattle?
It is.
Sleepless in Seattle?
For the love of God, that's what I was thinking of last time. I kept saying Seattle, remember?
Yep. yeah, all with right. Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Let's go. What do I want to do? Let's do Shatnerd.
Alrighty. This is the last Shatnerd.
Okay.
Spock, we have little cheeks, little teeth. Everything around me is little. If I ring little necks, surely I would get an acquittal. Someday I'll step on their freckles. Some night I'll straighten their curls. Send a flood. Send the flu spa.
Annie.
Yes, it is Annie.
That's fine. I'm not hurt.
That's what you get for the two fucking Meg Ryan movies. Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Alrighty,
Jesus Christ.
All right. Where are we going to, Alan?
You ever seen that video? The kid, I think it's from like Vine originally. Jesus Christ. Yeah. what do we? So we got film plots. We got Shatnerd, and
Shatnerd is done.
Oh, Shatner's done. So we got film plots, and then we got, what was the other one?
Your screenplay is called what?
Screenplay. You threw in that fourth one, and now I'm like all discombobulated.
That was my plan all along.
Shut up. Screenplay.
Alrighty, we have Pacific Air Flight 121.
Oh, my Lord.
Final Destination?
Nope.
Well, Air Force. No, it wouldn't be Air Force One.
Nope.
Airplane?
Nope.
Something to do with the snakes on a plane. It's something to do with a plane.
It is snakes on a plane.
No, no, it's not.
It is. The like it was. I think
he said airplane. I'm like, I was like, something to do with a plane. I was like, snakes on a plane. Are you kidding me?
I think so. If I remember the story correctly,
there's no way
it is. If I remember the story correctly, they had jokingly called it "Snakes on a Plane," and the script leaked onto the internet. They ended up getting Sam Jackson to be in the movie, and they had released that they were going to call it Pacific Air Flight 121. The internet got all up in arms, saying, "No, you have to name it Snakes on a Plane." And Sam Jackson, I believe, if I'm correct on this, I could be wrong, I believe said, "I will leave this project unless you call it Snakes on a Plane."
I'm tired of these Monday, Friday snakes. Or what's he say?
I am sick and tired of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday Monday plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The edited one is.
Alrighty. Alan, where are we going?
Oh, God, I almost feel... That wasn't even a Hail Mary. That was like joking. I was like, it has to be. I was like, something with a plane.
Yep.
Let's go Shatner. No, Shatner's over. Film plots.
Alrighty. This is the last film plots. A literal invisible man ends up appearing to a woman to better understand her. He possibly has feelings for her, but he is unsure.
Ghost.
As he has never felt this before. He talks to another man who also used to be invisible, but ended up changing for love.
It's not Hollow Man. No, it's not Hollow Man.
It's not Invisible Man.
There's nothing about love in Hollow Man.
Yeah, no. It's not Dark Man.
Nope.
Are we looking too literally into this?
Possibly. There has been a theme throughout all of my film plots explained badly today.
Yeah, it's all about love.
That wasn't like the theme couples. I was going for.
Well, couples.
Top Gun wasn't necessarily. I mean, they kind of had to cobble that in.
Can you say it again? The synopsis.
Yeah. A literal invisible man ends up appearing to a woman to better understand her. He possibly has feelings for her, but he is unsure as he has never felt this before. He talks to another man who used to also be invisible, but ended up changing for love.
I feel like he's.
Is it The Fly?
Nope.
What?
All right, I'm going to say this.
Well, just because he changed for love, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. If you go back through the movies that we have had for film plots explained badly today, and look who was in them, not necessarily as the main characters, but as one of the characters, there is a common theme.
I'm having a hard time remembering all of what you said. Or what the questions were. So,
Interview with a Vampire?
Nope.
I saw Tom Cruise and I was like, I was like, invisible. Vampires are invisible.
Yeah, this one is definitely the hardest one.
It's not like Twilight, is it?
No.
He's not invisible, he's sparkly. trying to think of the other film plots.
Alrighty, let me go over the movies here one more time. Ready?
Okay.
And I'm actually going to say the movie titles, except for the one that we're working on right now. Okay. We had You've Got Mail, Top Gun, When Harry Met Sally, and Sleepless in Seattle.
Is it The Da Vinci Code?
Nope.
Is it Catch Me If You Can?
Nope.
Now we're just throwing out Tom Hanks movies.
Wrong actor.
Well, that settles that. Actor or actress?
I was using actor as in overarching everybody.
Okay, because Meg Ryan, she's in Top Gun, so. Criminy.
One of the main actors in this movie, in a different movie, did scream something about bees.
Oh, God. God.
Is it Leaving Las Vegas?
Nope.
City of Angels?
It is City of Angels.
Boom!
And shit.
Oh. I was like, something to do with Meg Ryan because he danced around that question. I was like, it's Meg Ryan. I was like, what is Meg Ryan in?
Yes, Meg Ryan was the was the connecting factor between all of the film plots explained badly.
Damn.
Alrighty, so that was the last film plots explained badly. Travis, you almost ran it. You almost did, man.
I tried so hard. All right.
And you got so okay. far. But in the end.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty, Alan. Which one would you like? Would you like your screenplay is called what? Or would you like your screenplay is called what? Or maybe your screenplay is called what?
Screenplay.
Okay, but which one?
Your screenplay is called what?
Alrighty.
Your screenplay question mark fractionary.
What we have is Flight 180.
Another plane movie.
Final Destination.
It is.
Okay.
Did you just throw that out because you said it last time?
Basically.
I really wanted to say something when you said that on the last one, but I
okay.
I bit my tongue. Alrighty,
so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. So, the next one, because there's only one category left.
Mm-hmm.
Not tonight, Josephine. It is an older title.
That's a screenplay?
Yeah, that was what it was originally called, but then they changed it for the actual movie release.
That sounds like an actual movie. Not.
One of the characters in the movie did take the name Josephine.
Joseph.
And I mean, I guess it's okay if you guys don't get it, because I mean, nobody's perfect.
Something Like It Hot.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That was fun. Okay. We have.
Man, I got to step my game up when I host next week.
No, you don't.
Travis's was great. Yours is great.
You're fine. You're fine.
He's like, no, please
you
don't.
You right.
Do it.
Do it. It's like that's from The Office, whispers, please don't. Or don't you dare.
No, don't. So the very last one that we have, one second here.
He's going to have it just be abysmally complex for the last one.
Right.
Let's see here. Sorry, I'm just double checking one thing here quick. Oh, here we go. Alrighty, had to get that in there. The last one is Batteries Not Included.
The Toy Soldiers?
Nope.
Small Soldiers?
Nope.
At least you knew what I was talking about. Even though I said it wrong.
Indian in the Cupboard?
Nope.
Batteries Not Included? The like actual movie?
No.
I was going to say, I was like, there's an actual movie called that.
No, this one... let's see here.
I've heard this one before. Gosh.
Well, I mean, what usually requires batteries? Or what kind of...
Toys.
Okay.
Toy Story?
No. And if batteries aren't included, but the toy still works?
Oh, Child's Play?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
man, I was thinking I was going to have to go with something like there was a remake with Mark Hamill in it.
Man, I did really good this week. What's the score?
You did. I'm looking that up right now.
Okay.
I mean, not too bad, Travis. Not too bad. It was 13-8, but not too bad.
Oh.
I thought he was closer than that, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, thought so too. But
for a while there, you were ahead, man. And then Alan just kind of started taking over.
That's what Tom Brady does.
I mean, like I said, I thought you were gonna just completely sweep the film plots.
Me or Travis?
No, Travis.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was doing terrible at those.
But then, I mean, I had the same amount of questions in Shatnerd as film plots, and then Alan swept Shatnerd, and then I've heard that before. Basically, you guys went, you know, you alternated getting them. And then screenplay. I mean, honestly, Travis, what I'm looking at here is if you had gotten City of Angels and if you had gotten Breakfast Club from your screenplay is called what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. I feel like I miscounted. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry, Travis, you had 9, not 8. You had 9.
Okay.
So if you had gotten City of Angels and you had gotten Breakfast Club for the screenplay, mm-hmm. you guys would have tied.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Tie? It's like kissing your brother. Name that movie.
Oh, what was that?
Practice for next week. It's got Emilio Estevez.
What is it, like Men at Work or something?
No.
No.
It's the second one. Think hockey.
Wait, that was in Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, Mighty Ducks too. Julie the Cat says it. Ty, it's like kissing your brother.
What I'm seeing here is that it was actually in D3.
Three, yes. I was wrong. D3, still one of Mighty Ducks. It wasn't D3, which was filmed in Minnesota, as the second one wasn't.
Yeah. Well, the second one, they went out to L.A.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, thank you, everybody, for listening to us kind of ramble on there for a little bit. But in the meantime, until next time, at some point in time, wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff, go ahead and visit us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/moviesarething. We are also at Twitter and Instagram @moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. @moviesareathing. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/moviesarething. If you want to help support the podcast, I know I'd appreciate it. I know the other guys would appreciate it. Ain't that right, guys?
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
yeah.
If you want to help out the podcast, absolutely. Yeah. If you, I know the times right now are a little bit trying. So, if you can't, that's okay too. That's why we still have this as free, because, you know, we want to get it out there and we want people to enjoy it. But Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, all that fun stuff. I think in that case, though, we might just have to.
Here it comes.
Cue the outro. There we go. Okay. Sorry, I was just clicking on some other stuff over here, but
all right, we gotta pause it real quick because I really, really gotta pee.
Alrighty, you're good.
Just pause it quick. Come on, get down.
Travis. Oh no. You back?
Alright, I'm sorry guys. My phone died.
Gotcha. I was kind of wondering. Yeah. But yeah, no. Alan was wrong.
I didn't realize what happened.
Alan was wrong. It was in D3 that they said that.
Oh, okay.
So, alrighty.
All right, I'm back.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, you probably heard Gamora, like, attacking.
Just a little bit, yeah.
What happened to your sound?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh. I was like, John's sound is all jacked up.
Leroy!
Can't believe I messed up that Mighty Ducks 3 joke.
Aw, Travis was gone again.
That was weird, okay.
Aw, Travis, you missed it.
Oh, what happened?
Leroy!
I am still pissed I messed up that D3 quote. Still Mighty Ducks, though.
Alrighty. Well, I think looks like Travis is having some issues, so we might just have to call it. Alrighty, Travis. I think just because there's some issues going on now, everything worked throughout the entire podcast, so that was good. But I think because there's, you know, some issues going on now, we might just have to call it for the night.